Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We are so glad you're here with us this evening live on LA Talk Radio. To be with you each and every Thursday live and thank LA Talk Radio for playing us at various times on various stations throughout the week. Tonight we have a very special guest, but first I'm going to say, hey, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Great. I like to be here.
Awesome. And now I'm going to introduce our guest, and that is Patricia Eltinge, the dream author of the...
Yes, go ahead. Yes, author of the Dream Class. That's right. Sorry to interrupt.
That's
I'm
okay.
I'm so happy to be here, too. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Pat.
So it was really exciting. I had one of our longtime listeners send me a dream, and I've had a lot of emails and messages and occasional dream reading like. So tonight, I was really hoping that Patricia and Dr. Allen would team up on this dream. And Patricia, if you'd like to read the dream and tell us how you guys are going to break it down for us.
Great, Kelly. Why don't you read us the question? Read us the dream, Kelly.
Okay, let me see here what I've got going on. All right. So, longtime listener sends in this dream and says, "Can we do this?" She says, "I was at a party and I did not know anyone, but I was told I had to pay $800 and then $1,600." Then I discovered no one else had to pay to be at this gathering. I was so upset.
Well, should I chime in, Pat? I will.
Is that the end of the dream?
That's the end of the dream. I think so. Okay.
Patricia, I'm going to be your assistant. I will only interrupt if I hear something that doesn't sound like me.
Okay, well, or me. Sometimes I don't even sound like myself.
Okay, so lead on, Chief.
Yes. Well, right off the bat, I sense that there is some discrimination, feelings of discrimination here, and we wonder, where is this person in her waking life feeling that she's being discriminated against, where other people have the advantage and that she doesn't? So, and this is a monetary situation. So in some way, I would have questions to ask her. Is this in waking life, in her workplace or in her romantic life, does she feel discriminated against? Now we can ask about discrimination of gender. We can ask about discrimination of age. There's ageism too. So I would want to know the person's age or gender in this case, and to see where in their waking life they are feeling discriminated against and they're not getting a fair deal. They're not getting a fair shake. Pat?
What?
I'm saying, did you hear my right off the bat?
But I heard it.
Mm-hmm. So I would, what I like to do when I'm doing a dream reading, Kelly mentioned people like to know what a dream reading is like. So it's interactive. Dream reading is interactive. When I'm working with someone and getting into their dream life and their dream messages, they're individual. So there's no one size fits all, and everything is personal and relating to their waking life. So we ask questions, is why I say, where in your life, Miss says it's a woman, Miss so-and-so, where in your life are you not being treated fairly? Where are you, how in your life are you feeling that you are being singled out and feeling discriminated against? And it's costing you.
Is this a masculine dream or a feminine dream?
Well, it's a masculine dream because it's to do with masculine in one way, because many need to do with doing this, the masculine side of life. So in that case, I'd say maybe in the workplace. In the workplace, are you getting discriminated against? Is it costing you more? To where is it you need to speak up or address this issue that you are being treated fairly?
Who is the major contestant in this dream?
Well, she's at a party. A party is lots of people. It could, this indicates that the major player
is you. Her.
Who is the woman? Who is she?
It says,
I don't know her.
She doesn't
know
anybody there, but the point is, she's dreaming about herself. She's a woman.
She's a woman. She's dealing about her, the masculine side of her life. And since we all have masculine, feminine energies, when you dream about money issues, you're dreaming about the masculine side of your life.
And when the person that's dreaming is a female, are you dreaming male or female?
You're dreaming of your masculine side. You're dreaming
that
side of you, because it's the Jungian paradox, which is we are all both masculine and feminine, but there are instances where we are dealing with our masculine energies, work, place, doing, achieving, and then there are times when we're dealing with our feeling centeredness and our sensitivities. So that's the feminine side of us. But in this instance, it sounds to me, and that's why this would be interactive, your masculine energy side of life, are you not being treated fairly?
And it's predominantly male or female?
Well, I would ask that question at the party. Were there men and women there? Usually, I'm guessing at the parties, there are usually men and women. So those are, I would say, that's why it's interactive. You would say, well, then you have feelings about this too. Feelings and thoughts and feelings of this situation. There's a party going on.
If I'm not mistaken, you or she did not recognize other people.
Did not mention other than it was a party. So what right now, since
she
I don't
didn't
have
know
a person
it, I wrote
to talk
a
to,
question. Pardon?
She didn't say what genders the people at the party were. That's why the meetings are at the party. Were they men and women? Were they only women? Were there more women? So in a dream reading, you're going to have some interaction with me so we can get specifics on the balance of energies.
It was a masculine dream because she's a female.
Yes, and money is masculine. So this is a masculine dream.
What I'm doing is I'm stressing the fact that I picked up that the dream was created by a woman. That's do good to feel good.
Right.
The issue was money.
Right, and the issue
do good to feel good.
But the issue is also unfairness.
I fully understand that, but I picked up, Patricia, I'm talking to you now, picking up that you relied on the money as an indicator.
Female. She is a female person who's dreaming about money. It is weighted in the masculine energy side.
I love it. I love what you do. Do you understand that we are both contributing to this system?
This system we co-created, it took us over 20 years to create this system. So here we go. You should have seen us for 20 years battling it out.
So, Patricia, do you agree that this is predominantly a do-good-to-feel-good dream? Not both
Absolutely.
Sides. Not okay.
Not
Thank
not
you.
Not both sides, but But there are people at the party, and for me to get a deeper reading, I want to know, I would question the dreamer, who is at the party, what kind of, so I even know how much weight, if there's any feeling centeredness, if there are women at the party. So I get really deep. I really get into the nooks and crannies.
And I am totally supporting that statement. That's why I butted in.
That's okay. You're allowed to butt in.
All right.
Well, I'm going to butt in now. I'm going to butt in right now. And I'm going to tell you that my dreamer is a female over 50 who has recently had a problem in her business, which is predominantly female clients.
You know what? Okay. Thank you, Kelly. You're wonderful. You opened up. What you did was you took Patricia and you took me, Pat Allen, and you put it together with the resolution of telling the truth about a person that
they're in a dream reading. It's interactive. That's why the old-fashioned dream dictionaries are very superficial, because they don't get, they're not individualized. My dream readings are very individually targeted to your life. So there you have it.
Well done, Patricia.
Right.
Well done.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to let you ladies chat a little bit and okay. butt back out.
Okay. So, Pat,
Patricia,
yes.
Thank you for handling me when I could not resist adding to you.
Yes, I understand. No, you helped contribute to my book. Was a collaboration, and Pat and I have worked on this book from Dreams Know Yourself, and it was a sometimes a painful process. And that book, it came out, it's in its second printing now. So so far, all 5-star reviews.
And I'm extraordinarily proud of you and what you've learned from me and all your other resources. Thank you so much.
I've been on the path for many, many, many years on all a lot of avenues. So here we all are. We all came down to this one day in a meeting here on the airways, and here we all are. And you and I both have people call us from all over the country and all over the world.
Countries
all over the world, and we are spreading our messages and as reach as we can. Right.
Right.
So that's what we do. We will continue our doing what we do. Pat, you've just been amazing influence in my life, and supportive. And I am proud to carry on. I will carry on.
And I'm extremely. What do I call you?
You call me your protege.
You are my protege in the area of dreams.
Yes, indeed. And I am a transactional analyst, the practitioner also. So I have that background. I have a holistic health background, and my background in the wellness field goes back more than 35 years.
Can people call you on the phone?
Oh, yes, they can call me on the phone.
So what number do they call?
310-528-0515. My website is thedreamclass.com. And my email is patricia@thedreamclass.com. And I have that wonderful book, The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself.
Beautiful. Are we going to do another dream, or are we going to do my work with people?
ask Kelly. Kelly, you're running the show. Kelly, what are we?
I think we're probably going to thank Patricia. I'm expecting we're going to have you back next month.
Yep.
Yes, you are, aren't you, Patricia?
All right.
Yes, I'm actually at this week, I'm at an education conference in Nashville, Tennessee. So I continue spreading the word as many ways as I can. All right.
Shout out to Nashville. What a wonderful city.
Bye for now.
Bye. Bye, Patricia. Thank you, everyone. Patricia Altinge, The Dream Class. What a beautiful book and what a beautiful person. Patricia is always a pleasure to have on. We really thank her for being here. Okay, Dr. Allen, let's talk to you. We don't want to talk to your voicemail because we want to hear what you have to say. We want to pop you in the hot seat with Dr. Allen and hear your question. So pick up when a weird number calls you. It's us. We're the weird number. Okay. 323-203-0815 is the number to call. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes.
Hello.
Hi, darling. Hi. So one of the men that was dating me, he started like a push-pull dynamic and was being passive-aggressive and started breaking agreements. And I got really upset, and because he wasn't doing what he said, and so I told him, please don't contact me, and then I felt bad about it.
Wait a minute. You were mothering him when you told him not to call you.
But I think he's a sociopath or something. He was being really crazy.
I want you to hear how to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the tool.
Okay.
You have a right to call me, but I'm not going to talk.
Oh, I see. Because he was being very, it wasn't okay. Like, there's something wrong with him mentally, I think. And it was too much for me. And so
would you be so kind as to not be a man when you're telling a man who's bothered by his feminine soul? Remember, men have male bodies, but they have feminine souls, and it's called the animus. But they have male souls, it's called the animus.
Okay.
Carl Jung's wife, Emma, wrote the book Anima, Animus, and a therapist named Dunlap wrote the book, The Invisible Partners. Every relationship is two men and two women. Whether they're two men physically or we're not, doesn't matter. We are all androgynous. My doctoral dissertation is androgynous semantic realignment.
So you say you have a right to... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Practice.
So you say you have a right to call me, but I will not pick up?
That's right.
That was because I was using your tools, and I was using your tools perfectly, and then he hung up on me. And, I mean, that's just, like, he wasn't even willing to listen or negotiate.
Do you understand that he conned you into being disabled communication-wise?
Right. I just never had a man hang up on me.
When you called me, I was taking care of you and your problem that he triggered.
Right.
So please do as I said.
And so I tried to contact him a day later because I felt bad about saying that because I knew that was masculine because you're not supposed to cancel them like that. But I didn't know how to say it. But he blocked me. So I guess, again, and that's just how it ended.
You called me. I gave you the resolution. Please don't mother men unless they're under 10 years old and your baby, or
okay.
at least you're babysitting.
Okay.
Or maybe you're a pediatric nurse.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
Good
you.
Good girl. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
That call-in number is 323-203-0815 to hop in the hot seat with Dr. Allen and get your questions answered. I think another call coming in from caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there you are, Brian.
Well, I can't pass off the opportunity if I'm available to talk to you.
Please do.
So I did something that I haven't done too many other times, at least to completion. So I was out and I saw a woman biking down the street a couple of blocks from a store I was going to, and I was looking at her and I wasn't sure if I found her attractive or not. So I ended up going to the store and she ended up coming to the store a little bit after that. So I knew she was on a bike, so I waited where her bike was, and I was having an ice cream, so it didn't look too weird. And struck up a conversation, and she's new to town, so doesn't know too much, too many places. So, ended up getting her phone number, and it sounded like she was interested in getting together. So I planned to figure out something for next week.
So what do you want me to say? That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that's something that I probably thought about doing more than actually pulling it off. So that was nice, and
What did you do that you haven't done before?
Oh, well, sometimes I can strike up a conversation, but then getting to the point of asking for a phone number with somebody that I meet
so did it.
Yeah. This was an example of, finishing it off and getting her number. Even if I didn't get her number, getting to the point of asking for it was a good step. So that was all nice, and we'll see what's there. I know I'm at least attracted to her. Whether there's chemistry between us, well, we'll figure that out in the future. The other situation, which I suppose is more problematic, I think it's dealing with a masculine woman from a different culture.
That was a congratulations. You did a good job of being a man. Remember, who speaks first is the male, the sperm. He who's patient, passive, and vulnerable is the egg. You men, move it.
Right. And I certainly started the conversation. She had a lot to say after that. We'll see what actually happens. I think she may have some masculine.
Date her?
I'm going to reach out to her, and there's a thing that
That's
we can do near
her.
Yeah.
Your job is asking her out, and her job is saying yes or no. Women get what they want when they know what they don't want. Men get what they want when they know what they want and go after it, and you did it.
Oh, yes, thank you. In a way I haven't done as many times. But there's another woman I connected with, and we texted a little bit last night. And I know what you say about texting, that I think it kind of gets you more into thoughts than feelings, but she is definitely masculine from another culture to derail that and say, okay, well, why don't we do questions in the future? And then I'd ask her some, and then I have my questions ready to ask to her. Because I when I ask the question, I'd much rather it be face to face so you can, read all the body language and
all
the communication.
That's so true. But with this virus doing its number on our society, we've been pulled off of that, and it's just coming back. And I saw a paper message about the next purge.
Things seem to be calming down now. So, I mean, I'll certainly sit outside with somebody, and she did say she was comfortable getting coffee. But it's almost like she had her list of questions to go down for me.
Everybody.
Right. But if I'm taking on the male role and if this is dating, doesn't that mean me saying, okay, I hear your questions, but I'm going to ask my questions. Are you comfortable with that? And then putting them out there.
Great. As long as you check her feelings, when men want to be respected, they have to be with women that respect them enough to lead. And then men feel safe enough to cherish. Otherwise, they feel like doormats and mama's there.
Right. And I was definitely getting that vibe from her initially from the texting. But hey, you know, the next time we get together, or if we do get together, you know, that there's opportunity for me to check. I want to do this in person. I don't want her to just answer a bunch of text messages. So I suppose
you,
I did.
You forgot one thing in my tools.
What's that?
You have every right to question me, but I want to be respected first.
Oh, that's good.
Do you want me to cherish your feelings? Respect my leadership.
Me, and then, oh yeah, do you want me to cherish your feelings? Okay. Yeah, I know that's your big ones, but
in order
really
for me to do that, I have to feel respected.
Yeah, I like that. That's a very good way to.
That's one of my wants. If you read Getting to I Do or A Man's World, A Woman's Universe, this is what I teach. The tools of androgynous, semantic, syntactical realignment. Beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and in every relationship that is partially loving, like a brother or a father or a mother. That's what I do. I'm a transactional analyst.
Yeah, so you have every right to see. I have some questions for you. Are you comfortable answering them?
You made a mistake when you said you want me to respect your feelings. Do you want me to cherish your feelings?
You made the verbal mistake,
and I want to correct it.
No, I'm glad you did. I had cherished written down, but yeah. So then if she's okay with that, then I can follow that up with, I have some questions for you. Are you comfortable answering?
I love it.
Okay, great. Yeah, because she could be challenging. I already saw some stuff that I might not be wild about, but hey, a lot of this can be practicing the tools no matter where it goes. And then if you use the tools, who knows, something could, develop beyond that. You know, I'm a way to learn about yourself. And hey, that could even come up with somebody that you don't like or really don't connect with.
Right. You're doing fine.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll be excited when it adds up to a little bit more, but I definitely have those and a couple of other opportunities.
Please tell us your successes.
Yes, thank you. Now, there's somebody else I'm more excited about.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling regularly.
I appreciate the opportunity. Have a good week, and hopefully I'll find the time next week too.
Good.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kyler. Bye-bye. Okay. I love hearing how he is engaging and growing, and it was really neat to hear how he went forward to get that phone number. I wonder sometimes if men are intimidated to do that these days.
I know with that, everything but wasn't that beautiful? You heard me last week when I told him to do that, and he did it.
It was remarkable. It was remarkable. Always great.
I think it's remarkable.
Hey, we've got a call.
It's what a good mother. Okay, let's put another one on.
Hey, Kali, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I am so excited. Dr. Pat and Kelly, I have been listening to you all for the past few weeks. I started with the very first podcast and working my way up to current. My very good friend turned me on to you all, and I'm just so excited that you answered my call. I do have a question.
What is it?
Okay, 13 years, and 2 months ago, I was reconnected with a childhood friend.
He is also great. 15.
Yes, but we hit it off. I had a mad crush on him when I was 12 years old, and he didn't know it, but nonetheless, I reconnected with him right after New Year's, and we hit it off, intense chemistry, compatibility. The thing of it is, I blew it up 2 weeks ago.
What did you do?
Well, this is before I learned your tools. I sensed that he was pulling away. He is a 7.5-year recovering alcoholic. And he is, he works in Washington, or he did work in Washington, D.C., and he's trying to get back employed since he had to resign with the last administration. So he's got some things going on, and I sensed that he was pulling away because he was supposed to come down and see me at the
end
of
this month.
And you
know there's a tool for that. I sense by your pulling away that you're leaving me. Am I right? There's a tool.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't know your tools at the time.
I know that, but maybe we can use a tool to get it back up. What happened?
Maybe so. Well, I drove him away because I sent him an email. After we had a conversation and I blindsided him and we just were not communicating correctly. He wanted to table the conversation until when I was less emotional. And of course, I didn't respect him, and I sent him an email, which having read it a half a dozen times since then, I resounded like I was trying to lessen the burden on him and say that maybe this isn't a good time and that, you know, let's continue to be friends until things work out, you know, things
what
turn around.
What you were doing was mothering him.
Yes. I know
that's
that.
That's called a dry drunk.
Yes. So
When men and women use mind-altering chemicals not prescribed by a doctor, they go ego dystonic. In other words, his anima soul hurts so bad that he runs away like a little boy, and her masculine mm-hmm. animus soul is so mothering that she's the man, and he runs away. Communication, which is transactional analysis, is watch what you're saying, because it's either the left side of your brain, which is very masculine, very positive, very, very semantic, and the right side of your brain, which is very syntactical, and which is very feeling-centered in everybody. So watch what you're saying.
Where do you stand with him? Well, I have not. I reached out and tried to apologize and take back and tried to explain where I was coming from. to no avail.
Did you make an appointment?
I did not. I have written my hi bye letter and going with your lady since my last communication, which was 2 weeks ago. I was wondering if I hadn't, in my erratic behavior, if I didn't scare him off, seeing that he's a recovering.
How long is your hi bye letter?
It's very compact and to the point, and it follows your guidelines to a T.
Do you want me to evaluate it?
I do. I was going to call and try to make an appointment with you so you could go over it.
Well, I'm giving you an opportunity to read it now if it's not too long.
It is not. I can read that to you right now.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to interrupt if I need to correct your name.
Okay. I won't say his name.
And you can re-listen to this on podcast, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we're not losing what we're doing. It's going to be recorded, so read it.
Okay. Dear Joe, that's not his name, but I will say that. Dear Joe.
Yes, I want you to do that.
Okay. Dear Joe, I'm writing to you because you have been on my mind. It was painful for me after we stopped communicating to one another, and I have missed your presence in my life ever since. I loved our conversation.
Okay, one moment. Stop it right there. That's where you were talking about him abandoning you.
Oh. Okay.
But what I hear is you rejected him.
Saying that given my fears surrounding myself and him and us, that given his, I forgot to tell you that, Dr. Pat, he did respond back and he basically broke it off with me because he said that my fears would probably not be conducive for a happy, long-lasting, long-distance relationship. And that
how
given
long
his
is
struggle,
he sober I, now? How long is he
seven
sober?
And a half, 7.5 years.
Seven and a half years. I know. If you recover from addiction, you're healthier than if you'd never had it. He spotted your dry drunk. May I recommend a program called Al-Anon?
Absolutely. In fact, my friend suggested we go to one of those classes.
Nothing but a donation. And it's for specifically people that are mothering and fathering people that are not their children.
I love that idea.
Then go to Al-Anon, but I'm wanting you to know I interrupted you because you mothered him, which is masculine, and he said, "You're too sick for me, baby doll."
I had a feeling that's what you were going to say.
That's because you know me.
Yeah, I've been listening to you nonstop for 2 weeks.
I totally appreciate that, and I'm known for my integrity and my honesty.
And that's why I knew you would be the best person to talk to about.
Okay,
that.
Read the rest of the letter, but did you understand what you did in that letter? Instead of being, I realized that I said some things that were very disrespectful.
Okay.
And demanding and mothering.
Yes.
And masculine.
Yes.
Okay, read on.
I loved our conversations. Your wit, your candor, and humor were incredibly refreshing. You had a way of making me feel cherished and respected, beautiful and desired. I made a regretful mistake. I was already triggered on the night we last and said, okay, well, I think you haven't passed. I blindsided you. It was disrespectful and unfair
Perfect.
To you.
Oh, I adore you.
I don't want to let my emotions get the best of me, especially when the risk is losing something pretty special like what we shared together. I've learned how important mindful communication is and how it can be effective to achieving and maintaining a happy, healthy, and long-lasting relationship with someone. And
Beautiful.
ultimately, this is what I want. I've been given some amazing tools that have helped tremendously in rewiring how I communicate. I am grateful for the lesson, and I'm thankful for you for what it has taught me. I hope life is treating you well. Love, me.
Good. How long has it been since you've had any contact with him?
It will be 1 week.
You have 7 weeks of waiting to go through without that. Did you send him that letter?
I have not. I wanted to talk to you first.
I want you to send the letter, except that first sentence. You said that to him. Is it in the letter?
It's in the letter, but I have not sent the letter.
So wipe out that first statement after this is, I want to write the letter to you, blah, blah. Go to what you like and on from there.
Okay.
It's beautiful
Will
from
do.
There on.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. God is wonderful, and he uses me well.
Well, God bless you. I'm so grateful to you.
God
and
loves
you,
us
Kelly.
All. In fact, that's a new book. There's a great book I'm reading. It's called You Were Not Born to Suffer.
Oh, I bought it.
Great. See how you
and
work.
And your book, To Get to I Do.
Getting to I Do. Got it. You're doing great, dear. Your mistake got you on the line, and we corrected it, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
Welcome. You too.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Fix that letter and send it. Okay. Wow. That was a great call, Dr. Allen. I love that. So teachable. All on the air with Dr.
Hi.
Hi.
I do have a question. I just need help, to be honest.
Well, that's what you call for. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So I'm in like a sticky situation. So my father had a stroke a little bit less than a year ago. It was his second stroke. And it left him in like a wheelchair, and he needs to be taken care of. Like 24/7 basically.
Are you living with you?
Yes, he's living with me in my
Are
mom.
You married or single?
I'm single. I'm 19.
You're 19 years old?
Yes, and I've been taking care of him while my mom has been like being out of it. She has a gambling addiction and a coke addiction. So she
my
has
goodness.
Really-
my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah, and she kind of just left me and my sister to be taking care of my dad while she's been gone. But recently
what money does she use for her coke addiction? Does she work?
Yeah, she works.
Okay, does she use her money for gambling?
Yeah, pretty much. She said that she was going to be like sending us bills, like sending us money for bills and groceries and all of this stuff, but that didn't really end up happening. We ended up having to pay the bills with our money, and she told us kind of late after the bills had already been like backed up a little
bit. Do you all live with each other?
Yes. But now
how old is your sister?
My sister is 24.
She's 24, so you're both, and you're 19.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you want to do anything legal about your mom?
I'm just not sure what the best thing to do is.
How old is your dad?
My dad, I believe he's 73, 74.
Call Elder Abuse Financial. Will you please?
Call Elder Abuse Financial?
Yes, there's Elder Abuse. That's a certain thing. There's one abuse financial. The money that your mother is taking, being his wife, right?
Yes.
Is jeopardizing his life and you and your sister's well-being, especially you since you're 19. Would you be so kind as to seek counsel from what city are you in?
I'm in Oklahoma. Shawnee, well, Oklahoma.
Okay. Are you willing to go? What?
I'm sorry?
You're being financially abused. I want your mother to be dealt with legally because she won't listen to you. Listen to the government.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Okay, so I'm going to pop in here for a minute.
Pop in.
You're in Oklahoma. So there should be you should be able to go to a website, which would be the State Bar of Oklahoma. Look for one of three programs. One is going to be a referral to a attorney who handles financial elder abuse, which is a serious thing. There's often a place, and most state bar associations will be able to tell you where you can get help from a legal action type workshop that would help you either on low cost or no cost. And again, reach out to the State Bar of Oklahoma to that. Those are really important things.
Good.
So
and
they should be able to give you a lot of information.
Right, Kelly?
Yes, I'm a paralegal. I am a paralegal.
All right. No. I'm writing all this down.
And do you see how serious it is?
Yes. I haven't had any like resources. I only just got in contact with my aunt a little bit ago, and she's been helping me, and she's been telling me to call you while I've been like getting some help from her.
Well, you've called me and you've called Kelly along the way, and we're giving you the advice you need to save your soul.
The other question you might try to find out is whether or not your father is getting Social Security benefits from government because of someone's taking the account, that's a crime, an actual criminal offense.
That's what
elder
I know.
Financial elder abuse is also a criminal offense. It's beyond civil. So if they're if she's taking his retirement money, money out of a 401k, money out of an IRA, or his Social Security benefit.
But I want
that's
to
a crime.
Ask you if you have the courage to do what we're telling you.
I think I do, yeah.
You think
I
you do?
To.
Do you understand that if you don't do it, that what you're doing is colluding with their crime?
Yeah.
So would you kindly do it?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. It was called the State Bar Association?
Yes, it's going to be the Oklahoma State Bar. And the State Bar is where attorneys get their designation and basically their license to practice law. There's one in all 50 states and probably most countries and territories, but each state has an individual state bar. There also may be help in your county. So if you can't get any information from the state bar, which I'm assured you will, you can also go to the county courthouse or the courthouse in your town and see if they have a legal action workshop or if they have some resources for you. They should. All courthouses typically do. Even in my tiny town and the tiny town next door, and the tiny town next door only has a population of 5,860 people. So please, please make sure, and you're very young, so I can understand why you would be intimidated, but these people are there to help you.
Okay.
And then, that's why your mother sent you to us.
Yeah.
No, who her sent auntie. You to us?
My aunt.
Her auntie. My aunt.
Your aunt. Okay. Your mother's sister?
Yes.
Okay. Please do what we're saying, dear.
Yeah, I wrote all of them down.
Good, 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 and good. Okay?
Please reach out again if we'd like an update. We really would.
Okay, definitely. Thank you guys so much. I've been really.
Yes, you can.
Help me a lot.
Yeah.
Good.
My aunt also wanted me to ask if the Veterans Administration could help as well with this because he's a veteran.
Oh, yes, most definitely. If he is getting veteran benefits, then I can assure you they're going to be very unhappy if somebody's tapping his benefit and taking his money. So definitely approach the VA in your area. And if there's no VA in your area, reach out to Washington, D.C., to the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let us
Thank
know
you,
what
call.
Happens.
Okay, I will. I'll try to call again whenever I get Good. It all sorted out.
Okay.
Good luck, my darling.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Welcome.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next. Are you there,
Hello?
Kelly?
Hi.
Yes, I was.
Hello?
Oh, we've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I'm really upset because you were just talking to my niece, and I'm just upset. I'm shocked. I didn't hear everything that she said, but I've been encouraging her to call. And thank you.
Are you
I don't
the
even know
aunt
what to...
that referred
yes.
her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Definitely not pursuing what just happened. I'm in a, I have a situation with, you spoke with me before and I've tried to find my recording because I have a left-handed son. And
I got it.
I'm
left-handed men have a corpus callosum like women all do, which means they can mix their feelings from their right lobe in the brain and their thinking, which is the left lobe, which causes them to be very creative, but oftentimes people think confusing because they want to hear only feelings or only thinking. So you've got a husband or a boyfriend that's
a husband.
Left.
My
and
husband is right-handed, but he's right-handed. And he's
sober right-handed.
Member. Yeah.
Okay. So what are you calling us
well,
for?
My, I believe that I am currently in progress with ruining my son because I am the main person. My husband is working a lot
and I am the main person dealing with discipline stuff, and I don't want to emasculate him, and my son is extremely...
Are you talking about the girl that just talked to us? Do you have two kids?
No. The girl who just talked to you is my sister's daughter. I am brand new. I'm telling you, I've got my own child, and he's 13 years old, and he's left-handed. Okay.
And he's left-handed. And,
yes, and I just feel terrible. He's having and I'm not great with time. Time has always been a challenge for me. So he is
Are you willing to listen? I'm wanting to put the tools on this recording so you can listen to it. Tool number one, do not ask him what he feels. Happy, sad, mad, glad. Always ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions.
Yes.
And what
I do that.
Do you do that? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Does he cherish your feelings by negotiating with you?
Yes, he cherishes my feelings by negotiating with me.
Then
but he's very angry with me. Because he's been having a difficult time and at school.
What kind of difficult time?
Submitting assignments on time, as well as being frustrated with me because he thinks that I'm nagging him.
What you're doing is masculine mothering him. Do you
know the tools? Exactly, which I would like to stop.
Well, here are the tools. Number one is please don't ask him what he feels. Ask him what he thinks and wants, and then negotiate. So are you trying to cherish him into wellness or respect him into wellness?
Respect him, but I believe I slip into a cherish. When that is not what I want.
So with the first tool, what do you do?
When it's time to do his homework, I'm like, hey, have you done it? Did you submit it yet? You know, did you do it? Let me see it. Because he's been lying about submitting things, and it looks like he submitted it and he hasn't. So then I get upset with him. I get really angry. I'm like, why do you keep doing this? You know? But I don't go, oh, are you okay? How are you feeling? Are you sad about this? Are you angry? I ask him what he thinks. I try even when he tells me how he feels, and then I feel bad, actually, because sometimes he's trying to express a feeling.
Has he ever been evaluated by a pediatrician for disabilities?
Like when he goes for his checkups and stuff?
Yeah. Have you told the doctor his behavior so that they can test him to see if there's something going wrong with his communication system?
No, I've never asked anyone outright that, no.
So would you be so willing to have him see a pediatrician that evaluates for disorders?
Yes.
What city do you live in?
Los Angeles.
Oh, you live in Los Angeles. Okay. Do you have a do you have a doctor for him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever brought these symptoms up with the doctor?
Not turning things in? No, it just sounds like a regular old 13-year-old wanting to play video games. And watch
I want you to understand. Will you please read a book? It's called Brainstorms.
No, but I'm willing to get it.
Okay, Brainstorms. Do you know the science behind that book? Dr. Dan Siegel, he's here in Los Angeles, a research psychiatrist. And that book is about this fact. Listen to this, and you're going to resonate. Kids that are 13 to 18 years old, nature cuts them down in dopamine release, which means they're not happy. Right. It's nature's way of getting them out of the house. But they're too young to get out of the house.
Okay.
So would you please, please read the book Brainstorms by Dr. Daniel Siegel, D-I-G-L, take to either your pediatrician or a brain specialist and have him evaluated for a thinking disorder.
Okay.
And then he might be able to use the tools I teach you. When he upsets you, say, you have a right to do that, but it upsets me. Are you willing to do it this way or not? And what can I do to help you and I do better, son? That's the only question that I really want you to use till he's older than 18.
Okay, because I do use your language, and what I notice is he'll ask me, you know, if he wants to do something different, he'll say, Mom, I had a thought. Do you want to hear it?
You know, he's already resonating off of what he hears. But the thing that you don't have done, you have a right to do this, say this, do this, feel this. But I'm uncomfortable. So
yes,
are
I don't
you
do
willing
that.
To do it this way? That's negotiating. You're intimidating him.
Yes,
and
I am.
Seducing
I don't want
him
to.
With guilt and shame. There's only
yes,
three ways
and I
to
noticed.
Communicate. Are you willing, Kelly, would you please tell her how to listen to that communication chemistry?
www.drpatallen.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You'll see the link download for chemistry, compatibility, and communication. It's free right now. Don't know how long it's going to be free, but it is now, so take advantage.
Yes, scroll down page and get it while it's free.
Well, because you were raised with intimidation or seduced with guilt and shame. If
yes.
your father walked into the phone room right now, would he ask you how you did or how you felt about what you did?
How I did. He would ask me how I did.
So you were raised to be a boy?
Yes.
You want to read the book on that?
Yep.
Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. In that book, it will talk about different versions of impressions that some fathers lay on their daughters. See, Freud's work is mother is an impactor for her son, which you're doing right now, and doesn't daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I've given you one book about the brain of your son, and I want to see if a medical doctor thinks there's something that needs to be dealt with medically. And I've given you tools, and the tool you need the most is to make him right when he's wrong. You have every right to do that, say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm not comfortable with it. And I'm here till you're 18 years old. So are you willing to do it this way or that way? And what can I do to help you and I do better, son?
Okay. And how do I make amends for all the screw-ups that I've done language-wise? Because I want to intimidate.
Son, I found out some good information today that will help us, you and I, get along better. That's what you say.
Okay.
You don't have to grovel. You're a human
okay.
being. You're not perfect. There's a book I'm looking at here. You were not born to suffer. You were born to be happy. By Blake D. Bauer. Blake D. Bauer. B-A-U-E-R. Okay?
Okay.
Did you get what you needed for today?
Yes. Do you ever talk to kids on this show, by the way?
I'll talk to anybody on the chair.
Okay. Would you be willing?
Didn't I just say so?
Yeah. Karen?
The only thing I need, since he's under 18, is you have to introduce him on the phone so I know you're there listening.
Okay. I'm going to introduce him now. I'm on the phone with a woman called Pat Allen, and I was telling her how I was having a hard time communicating with you. Do you want to talk to her? She's a doctor, and she helps people with their relationships. Do you want to talk to her, or do you rather not? Okay. You can tell her anything you want about what we were arguing about. You can say whatever you want. She's on. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr.
What's the biggest thing you want your mother to stop doing?
The biggest thing I want my mom to start doing is to stop nagging me and annoying me, because I'm trying to do one thing at a time, but she wants me to do everything at once.
I understand that. Put her on the phone.
I'm here.
Do you hear he's asking you to speak respectfully to him?
Yes.
That means I want you to use my tools, which is, son, you had a right to do that, but I'm uncomfortable. I would be more comfortable this way. What do you think? And what can I do to help us do better? He just asked me to ask you to stop nagging. That's communicating.
Yes.
That's intimidating.
Yeah.
And I gave you the tool.
Yes.
And when you want to do something or say something that might irritate him, make an appointment for the subject and the convenience.
Oh. Okay, I do that with my husband, but okay, him too. Okay.
What do you mean? How old is
I mean,
your
I make
son?
A point. My son is 13, but I just, because he's a kid,
you
I just,
know that
you know.
It takes 11 years for a son to get respect of his mother, or sure. Girls get their cherishing when they're in families that are healthy. So when you are 13, when he is 13 years old, he wants that nagging stopped and the negotiation starting.
Okay.
So treat him exactly the way you treat your husband.
Okay.
Does it work
Dr. Pat,
with
your I have
husband?
A question.
What's
I have
that?
A question. He also mentioned he'd like to be able to complete one task at a time. I noted
yes.
he was a left-handed boy.
Yes.
So
yes,
how
I
does she negotiate?
Hear that. What?
I said he also asked to be able to complete one task as a young man.
Oh,
so
that's
how
true.
Will she
that's
deal?
True.
Yeah, how will she deal with that one task at a time?
I want her to write the requests on a board or a piece of paper, because talking to him causes his right and his left lobe to react.
I have a question, because I've made that suggestion. I asked him to, because he said he was overwhelmed. And I said, will you please write down everything that you have to do and everything you think you have to do? And it's just, then I start nagging, like, did you write it? But you're saying that I should write it one task at a time and not ask him to make a list.
That's all. That's all
okay.
You can do.
Okay.
people talk about the depletion of dopamine. Do you know that dopamine is our happy stuff?
Yes.
Neurotransmitter. Yes. And that between 13 and 18, nature shuts them down.
Okay. Well, that would explain a lot.
I know that, but I want you to read the book.
I will buy it today, and I will read it upon arrival.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Did you get something today?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. And do you understand? Your son said, yes, I will help myself by telling her what I want and what I don't want. Do you realize how good that was?
Until you... No, I didn't realize it until you said it. And that is
he negotiated with me on the spot.
He's fabulous. He is.
But he's having difficulty because his ego is not feeling respected. He's 13 years old, and nature said he's ready to negotiate with at 11.
I really, really believe that I was doing that. Obviously, not.
All you've got to do is say, I'll do it to the best of my ability and call up, ask me again, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure you make him the task board so that he can do one task at a time. It'll be amazing as he completes each task. He'll feel really empowered. It's going to be great.
Okay.
You're going to be great.
Okay.
You're a teachable mom. That's all you need to be.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, caller.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Pat, that was amazing. That was really amazing. I love that he spoke out. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, that's you.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Pat Allen. I'm sorry, I've got a call back.
Apologized and said that he would have to call back. So something must be shaken with him, but we hope he will call back and talk to us tonight, if possible. Okay, so Dr. Allen, our caller earlier, the young woman whose father had a stroke. I just want to remind everybody, if you're in a situation that, whatever. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes.
Let us have
What's the question?
Oh, my gosh. This is Freddie. I'm your guest later on this evening. I thought you were calling me for a sound check.
Well, Freddie, we would have you as a guest, but unfortunately, we don't know you. However, if you had a question, yeah, right. We were willing to answer it. We were definitely willing to answer it. Okay, I was just mentioning to everybody, if you're having legal problems, legal issues, or you're questioning whether or not you are, every state has a state bar, which will refer attorneys. They may be able to tell you if there is a legal action workshop or a low-cost legal team. Many times they work out of the county courthouse or in the general area. So reach out to the state bar. They have that information if you're having a problem. It's very important. And if you have a veteran, as our caller did, who may be the victim of elder financial abuse, please reach out to the Veterans Administration. They'll know how to direct you. It's very important. It's not just a civil matter. It is a crime. So please be aware of that. Anybody in any state can find their state bar on the line. Just Google it. Okay, Dr. Allen, let's see what we've got going on with our board. And in the meantime, I'm going to remind everybody, Dr. Allen does letter review for the Hi-Fi letter. She can book an appointment for that. And she also does life script readings. And she reads dreams as well. She's amazing at all of those things, and they're eye-opening experiences. I highly encourage everybody to reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com to book your appointment for a life script, a dream reading, or to be able to share your Hi-Fi letter and have Dr. Allen critique it before you send it out. And I definitely have groups that we do via Zoom, and we do have a waiting list. However, you know, sometimes a spot pops up because the people on the waiting list can't take the spot that's open. So don't hesitate, because we have a waiting list. Get on that list. And the way you do that is by reaching out to Sue at info@drpatallen.com. Ask to get on the waiting list for one of our groups. We do them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And of course, we're here on Thursday live with you. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat right now. And we've got a little bit of time left, so we can take a couple of calls. I do have somebody reaching out right now with a live message from our Facebook. I've never heard of your tools before, and I was absolutely stunned when a friend of mine turned me on to the show. I really, really would like to try to understand how to talk to my husband, who just turned 66 years old 2 weeks ago. I noticed over a period of time, probably the last 8 months, that he seemed to have changed quite a bit. I wonder if he was slow to hit andropause. Are the tools the same, even though I believe he's moved into his feminine? Dr. Allen, can you address that?
Of course, I'll address it. Yes.
Thank you.
Between 50, there's an old love store, but it's called, and I'm reading it so that you get what I'm saying. It's the 40 to 60 year old male, a guide for men and the women in their lives to see them through the crisis of the male middle years. It's by Michael E. McGill, McGill, PhD. Anyway, at that time, a man's testosterone starts to go down. It's andropause. Women have menopause. Men have andropause. When the
okay, it looks like we'll hit our get along, and Dr. Switchboard is going to get her back. In the meantime, go to www.drpatallen.com.
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Go ahead, Dr.
What?
You were saying Michael McGill. That was the last thing we got.
Okay. When men get to be 50 to 60-something years old, their testosterone goes down, but the estrogen in their body, which has been there since the first week of their life, babies are all girls for 8 days or about. And then the baby and the mom start co-creating. Hello, are we having a problem?
I don't know, Dr. Allen. I don't understand why you keep dropping. I don't know. Well, let's just go ahead.
Let's keep doing it, because that's the way it is. Anyway,
yeah.
When a man when a baby is conceived, they're all females until the baby and the mom collide and she produces testosterone and triggers the baby into a boy. So everybody's female to start with, and women have bigger corpus callosums between the brain.
This is weird. It's like the universe is not wanting her to get this message out. There you are.
Here I am again. Anyway, the point is that everybody changes. When women get to be in this age bracket, menopausally, their estrogen goes down and the progesterone in their body impacts them. So nature runs the show, but I teach people how to adjust to it. So for you.
Okie dokie. And we're going to get her back. She must be having some internet problems, but we will overcome. We always do. Okay. Hopefully.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, Dr. Pat. The universe is trying to stop you. Let's fight and keep going.
Okay. Anyway, between 40 and 60, men become women and women become men because nature needs a lot of old ladies taking care of kids or working or doing, and there's not a lot of jobs for a lot of men when they get older, and if they're not properly cherished at that time.
And we've lost her again. This is wild. Okay. I'm not sure what's happening.
Hello. If they're not cherished, see, this is the problem. Young men are very, very competitive, controlling, feel good. And that's when they need a woman that respects them, even though they're getting old.
Right.
You see?
I do.
So what I teach is, as your man gets to be more feminine, I want you to be more loving. And that means the questions, when he's crying or really upset, what can I do to help you and I feel better, honey? That's what women have to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to a young man, a young son, a younger husband, it's what can I do to help you and I do better, honey? And menopausal woman, tell her what you want, then ask her what she feels about it, not what she thinks. I want to hear what you feel. I want to hear what you think. When an older right. woman says, I want to go to school and take up painting, what do you want to do that for? You can go to work now.
All right. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So in the back of my book, A Man's World, A Woman's Universe, it takes up three periods in life. Childhood, that's when you have to become an I.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to get married, and that's a we.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read you some. And then you want to have a famous usness is part of life's changes. And if you really want to investigate changing, do some Chinese changing. And that's the I Ching, or Book of Changes, 64 hexagrams on how to change your life's turning points, how to handle it.
Yeah. Okay, we've lost Dr. Allen again, but we're going to get her back because we always do.
So,
there you go.
So, with that in mind, changing is natural but very uncomfortable. So, yeah. I teach how communication has to change as we get older. I don't have to talk to book. It's a man's world and a woman's universe. Men, especially younger ones, under 50, are very much into things, owning them, selling them, buying them. But we don't want them to do things with humans.
Okay, well, we are hitting, we're batting 1,000 tonight, losing Dr. Pat, and we're going to get her back. Because Sam's amazing, and I'm not sure what's happening. I think she may be having
Hello.
Internet. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Okay. So what should I do?
Well, I'm going to say this. If you are interested in getting the book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, you're going to go to oneicestore.com. That's our store. That's where you're going to find all kinds of products for anything you're looking to find. Dr. Allen's stuff is amazing. And Dr. Allen, I'm getting a message from Sam that maybe we're having net problems and we might just wrap up early tonight. Does that work for you?
I have no problem. I'm just hoping some nasty person out there is blocking my phone.
I'm not sure what's happening, Dr. Allen. You may be having some net problems, some internet problems. So hopefully we will get back on track next week. And tonight, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Exactly.
Negotiate,
exactly.
Don't intimidate with fear and don't seduce people with guilt and shame. That's what I teach.
That is what you teach. That is what you always teach, and it's effective. We love you, everyone. We're sorry you're having so many problems tonight, but we're going to get it whipped into shape. I hope you'll be back with us next week. Reach out to info@drpatallen.com to get on the wait list for one of the groups or book your high by letter appointment, your dream appointment, or your appointment for your life script. Until then, be safe. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.